So what did Dr. Blatchford advise?
Well, he bunged me insulin up straight away, and he got the pharmacy and the hospital to prescribe me this special linctus with ipecacuanha in. It was wonderful stuff. It was only licorice water and ipecacuanha, but it was wonderful stuff. Wish you could get it now in the chemist. And from that time on, I did start to get better. But I think you've got to be careful not to put too much faith in doctors about your diabetes, unless they're specialists, because it seems to be there's a lot more to know about it than your general practitioner realises. And I suppose this is why they always send you back to the hospital if you've got a problem. But sometimes you fall between two stools because you're not quite sure if you're a medical problem or a diabetic problem, you know.
So when you're talking about don't trust doctors, you're meaning GPs, really?
I suppose so, or even these ones that just come and you never see them again at the hospital. Once or twice you do recognise a face and you have a bit more faith in them. But I think they've just got to do their stint of, you know, being a diabetic doctor for an afternoon or something. And maybe I'm wrong, but I'd rather trust my own judgment now after 30 years' experience, because you know what works for you. So maybe it's right for somebody else, but if it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work, does it? So,
Do you see the same consultant regularly now or not?
No, I don't remember the last time I saw the consultant. I'm not even sure what he's called now. The last time I saw one, I think it was Dr. Page. I've seen his name up there somewhere, but I don't know whether he comes to the clinic very much. No, you just see a doctor when you go now.
What have been your experiences of the National Health Service over the years?
I have to say that I think I've been fairly lucky, really, with the GP anyway. And in general medical matters, I think Birmingham's pretty good. They've always got me in to see somebody fairly quickly. And no, I've got no complaints at all, I must say. Other people have told me terrible stories about what's happened to them. And I can only speak as I find, and I'm pleased with what's happened to me. Apart from my diabetes, you know, but I suppose that's a big subject, isn't it? And the longer you have it, the more you think you know about it. Maybe I'm a bit cocky. I think I know more about it than I do.